Welcome, welcome. I'm Tom Davis, and it's time now for our Community Connection. And on the telephone just up the road, we have the President CEO of Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilt, with us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's a gorgeous day in Bartlesville, and that always means that if it starts off this way, it probably end up that way. What's shaking down there at the Chamber these days?
Well, we are just moving forward with our new year. We're on a fiscal year that starts July the 1st, so we're getting ready to end our fiscal year on June 30th and planning and moving forward for our new year. So trying to slowly get back to some of our programming. Obviously, we had to cancel everything pretty much from March on through now, but our first event, of course, we're known for is Business After Hours, and we are going back. We've done that the last few months virtually, which has been fun, but we are going back to normal as far as having it, maybe normal as far as people can wear a mask if that makes them comfortable, you know, social distancing, but we're going to be doing it on July the 9th, not the first Thursday, which is usually when it is. We'll be doing it on the second Thursday just because of the July 4th holiday, and it's going to be held at Hilton Garden Inn, so we'll be in a roomy location, lots of space, but we're just excited to get our businesses back together, help people connect, and, you know, make those connections again. So that's our first, quote, normal event out of the chute, I guess to say. And like I said, that'll be in a couple weeks on July the 9th. And that's a free event for any of our members. If anyone would like to just check it out, they're more than welcome. But the whole point is it's just an informal atmosphere, and it's a great way to network and meet some other business folks, let people know who you are, put a face to your company name, and just, you know, make those connections. So that's coming up on July the 9th. Another thing coming up that we are moving forward with and have had great response so far is our Leadership Bartlesville program. By now, our class 29 would have been graduated. They would have graduated in May at our annual awards and gala, but that has been moved. And they still have one more session to do. But our new class, which will be class 30, I can't believe we've had 30 classes and we've been doing it for years, will be starting in August this year, which isn't always when we start. There's a welcome reception with all our past alumni on August the 13th, and then orientation is August 17th and half a day on the 18th. And then it is the class meets once a month, and they delve deep into a certain aspect of our community, whether it's you know, economic development or city government, healthcare systems, education, I'm trying to think of some other small business, entrepreneurs, criminal justice system, and all those aspects of our community. So it's just a great opportunity. We'll take, there's usually about 25 to 27, the class will be maxed at 27 in the class. It's by application, but all the information with the dates are on our website at bartlesville.com. And the application you can fill out online and send in. And the deadline to get those in is July the 7th. So a couple weeks, got a couple more weeks, but like I said, they're coming in, and we encourage. And it's not just for, some people think, oh, I'm too old, or, you know, I don't own my business. We really want a class that's diversified. We like having some younger folks. We also like having the older, more mature that have been, you know, in business a long time. We have nonprofit as well as, you know, regular business. We have corporate, small business owners. So we try to get a real mix of class, so it's real diversified. So, you know, if you're interested at all, I would just encourage you to, like I said, go to our website. It's in the on the homepage in the top right box as soon as you open up the homepage at bartlesville.com, and it gives you a lot more information and details about the program.
And we're talking with Sherry Wilt, the CEO of the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. Sherry, it seems like we're hopping right back into it after you said we've had that layoff there with the pandemic. You've done some great things with the chamber on a virtual basis, too. A lot of seminars that have really, I think, worked well for a lot of people.
We did that. I mean, obviously, everybody kind of had to change their way of doing business, and we did too. And we our main thing during the whole COVID, when, you know, when everything was really shut down and the Paycheck Protection Program was opening, and you know, EIDL, and we were just being bombarded with so much information, was to really wade through information and get helpful information out to our members. And we did quite a few webinars via Zoom. It's hard to see everybody in boxes. I want to see them in person. But it worked out well, obviously, during that time frame. Two of our most popular, obviously, were ones that we held on the PPP program and EIDL. First one was done the day that the process opened and answered a lot of questions. It was a lot of presentation, but then we just threw it open for questions. And so it was a great opportunity for people to get their questions answered. Then we did another one on how to, manage your, you want to make sure it's forgivable. Now things, of course, have changed. They've changed some of the original guidelines that have come out, and we've given that information out to our members. And, like I said, we just try really hard to get out the pertinent information that's easy to digest and not, it doesn't take you 30 minutes to read and reread and try to comprehend. So I always try to comb through it and make it as simple as possible and get it out so it's an easy, quick read to our members. So, yeah, we did a lot of other seminars too, but those were our two most popular by far. And it was great to see all our banks offer that program and how many of our small businesses did take advantage of it. So hopefully that will get us through and, not see a lot of businesses closed because of it. Hopefully they were able to get through this. And now that, businesses are opening back up and especially here in Bartlesville seem to be open and, can get back to, I don't want to say get back to normal because I don't think we'll ever quite be back to normal, but, getting back to sales and filling their restaurants and that kind of thing. So,
you talked about getting back to some sort of normal. I believe that, Bartlesville and Washington County, for the most part, have fared much better than many places in the United States through this COVID-19. We weathered it pretty well. Don't get me wrong. This was hard on a lot of businesses, especially our locally owned and operated businesses. But it appears that we're going to be coming out the other side in a lot better shape than our counterparts elsewhere.
Oh, definitely. I was just talking to someone, and we should be recruiting in some parts of the country to move here. I mean, we are so attractive compared to so many other places in the country. I can't imagine living any place but here. And you're exactly right. We have weathered it so much better. And not to say that we haven't had cases or, even deaths, but we've done so much better than so many places. So, just thankful I live where I live and the community that I live in and all the wonderful things about our community. And to see how that community rallied around, like our healthcare workers and our first responders and just other things. Just, it's a positive community and we've kept it positive, which has been great to see.
Indeed. When we talk about recruiting, by golly, there should be a line forming somewhere right there at the Kansas line or the Missouri line or the Arkansas line just to come on in and set up shop. I've had to travel an awful lot due to some family concerns from time to time throughout this pandemic. And I will tell you that it's always great to come back home for a lot of reasons, but for the most is that we seem to be a bit more sane, a bit more rational, mm-hmm. and a bit more pragmatic about how we're treating this situation.
So agree.
If we can get some of these, pharmaceutical companies to set up shop here, that would be a great thing. We can make our own medicines right here in the United States, and I think Bartlesville would be about the best place in the world for them to consider.
They should. Yes. Lots of incentives. We could do it. We're always looking to, attract new business. And like I said, gosh, you would think in today's climate, I mean, it sounds easy. Oh, I just pick up and move my business. I mean, I know there's a lot that's involved in that, and it's not that easy of a decision. But I am telling you, if I had a business, I'd seriously be looking because there are parts of the country that it's just, I don't know how they're making it. So, I'm just glad we live in Bartlesville, and you're right, with the way we've handled things, and And our response overall, I think, has been great. So,
Sherry, one thing, it's right now, we're getting close to 4th of July, and we've got that big holiday, but, you know, it's not that far off when suddenly it's Christmas time, and my golly, you guys really put on the show this last winter. That should be a nice little model to build on this coming year, if
we
can.
Yes. We're moving forward with our plans for Christmas. We have lots of great sponsors. I'd like to give a shout-out specifically to our two major sponsors, Perspective Advisors, and which are new this year, and ABB, who's been with us from the get-go. And Perspective has, too, but not in the capacity that they are this year. They're our lead rink presenting sponsor overall of the whole festival. And just really, like I said, we're moving forward. We've got a lot of other sponsors, rink banners, that kind of thing. But we're moving forward. It's an outdoor event. You can't stop everything. and it's just, it's Christmas. We have such a great response to the festival. This will be our fourth year. It's kind of like after you've done it three times, you've learned, you know what works, what doesn't work, and I do hope, like I said, we're moving forward that we are having it. The rink is reserved. It's on tap. We're planning on having it.
Are we going to do the crawl too?
Yes, we'll do the business crawl again. Uh-huh. We'll have our Disney princesses there. We'll have the tot train. It's been reserved. This is all for opening night.
Sure.
But yes, just. And we're, looking at some other new things, too, to hopefully implement. But, yeah, plans are underway. It seems like, it's so far away, but, gosh, once July hits, it flies.
It does.
In fact, it seems like it was just, January, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, half the year's already gone. I remember when it was New Year's, but, so time flies. So once July hits, it's like Christmas in July. We're kind of getting full mode with that. So we are moving forward, and we will be doing ice skating lessons again. So probably around August or September. Be watching for that if you want any of your kiddos to take lessons. It's a great opportunity, very unique. It's only for that month, so it's after school hours. Two options, Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday, and there's two, 4 to 5 or 5 to 6, basically, for that. So, it's a unique opportunity. We try to maximize the rink as much as we can and have people have as much opportunity to use it on the weeknights. Before Christmas, we use it for private parties, so a lot of companies, individuals use it, rent it out. So, like I said, we try to keep it as busy as possible.
Now, Sherry, if people want to know more about the Chamber, where can they go online to learn about you?
Go to Bartlesville.com, very easy to remember, Bartlesville.com, and on our homepage, you can click, you can see different kind of our mission, different things that we're involved in, things that we work on, different events, programming that we do for members, or we'd love to just sit down with somebody and talk to them. Sometimes you don't want to, if you're more of a face-to-face person or, on the phone person, we'd love to just, have the opportunity to do that. I always tell somebody, just because I know how that is, you feel like, oh, now I feel obligated, but maybe you just want to reach out and get more information. You've always heard of you've heard of a Chamber of Commerce, but you're not really quite sure what they do. It's something with business, but really what, we'd love the opportunity to sit down and talk to someone. Absolutely no pressure, but just so people know what we do. So,
well, it's a great educational resource for the business community and for the community at large, and it can really help a lot of people maximize what they're doing business-wise here in the greater Bartlesville area.
It does. We appreciate that. You get it.
Sherry, well, thank you very much for being with us here on Community Connection.
Well, thank you. And thank you for letting me call in. I got stuck on a phone call, so I appreciate it. Usually I'm in person. It's so much easier face-to-face. So
it is. But we know how that goes. Sometimes that telephone just won't let go of your hand.
Yeah, it doesn't. But that's okay. You guys. I appreciate the radio and all the coverage you do with our community, all the news you guys put out. It's great. So
thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Thanks, Tom.
All righty. That's Sherry Welt, CEO of the Greater Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, right here on Community Connection on K1, the one you trust. It's brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and also Tallgrass Motors.